The Dakota Access Oil Pipeline Project extends more than 1,100 miles from the northwest corner of North Dakota to southern Illinois. But this past spring, a protest began to halt construction of that part of the pipeline that would come within a half mile of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. Concerns were the pipeline would affect the reservation's water supply and the tribe's sacred sites. Hundreds of people ultimately joined the protest, including Tallahassee writer and environmental advocate Susan Cerulean.
For me, it was the election. The election was so overwhelming, and not in a good way, that I just thought, what could I do that would be like, you know, a major step out, stand for what we do believe in, what we do want to protect?
Accompanying Cerulean on the journey, her niece and Sierra Club of the Big Bend activist, Erin Josephine Cantor. She also saw this as a cause that resonated on a very profound level.
Okay, we can no longer wait for the government to step in because that's not the direction things are going in. So this has to be a personal community allied effort where people are standing together. And I think the physical presence of being there was something that really drew me, of like standing there, being an ally, and standing together against this ridiculous injustice that's happening at Standing Rock.
Cerulean says she and Cantor came to the demonstration site at a particularly dramatic time.
Right when we arrived, the vets started to come in, and they were just so wanting to put their bodies between the Native people and the pipeline people who were hurting folks.
Those veterans, themselves Native Americans, were a reassuring presence, Cantor says, because of what had happened to the demonstrators before.
We did on November 20th hear of all the sheriffs using water cannons and pepper spray and using violence against these peaceful protesters, and we saw the footage of it. And so there was some concern for people there, but I was never going to put myself on the front lines in that way. And the whole idea, like I said, of the camp is one of peacefulness and prayer.
For Cerulean, the entire experience was transformative.
We really got to learn a lot about kind of Western oppression and how, as white people, to step back and let someone else lead that has a longer tenure on a place than we do.
After several days of solidarity with the protesters, Cerulean and Cantor were at the airport about to head home to Tallahassee on December 4th. That's when the civilian U.S. Army official denied a permit for the pipeline construction across the disputed land near the Standing Rock Reservation.
And all of a sudden, there's all this cheering. And I went over to see what the people were doing, and they had just gotten the word. Actually, Erin said, I think there's some good news you'll want to hear. And it was thrilling.
Now, Cantor says there's a similar situation not far from Tallahassee that may require her and Cerulean's attention.
The Dakota Pipeline was moved from a white neighborhood down to only be crossing the Missouri River where there are Native Americans. This pipeline, the Sable Trail, is going through lower income minority neighborhoods all through Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. So there's a lot of environmental justice issues as well that are parallels that I think on both sides of the aisle, I think that we can really get behind.
That proposed pipeline, carrying natural gas instead of oil, would be more than 500 miles long from Alabama through Georgia and down to central Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.